Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you ratcatchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name, not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Now, the Church of Bones is the last place you have left to go.
Oh, that's okay. Well, maybe we go there before we get the Airbus out, do you reckon?
Okay, I'll put the Airbus in a hangar for now.
Okay. Well, if you're going not by air, then you can pass back through. The way back would naturally take you back through the castle, so you can drop.
All right, we'll do that.
Jugs. Oh wait, no, Jugs and Marketplace aren't coming.
Yeah, they're saying where they are.
Why aren't
they
coming?
Well, they said it's unsafe.
Why do you have cards with DHL on them?
I don't know.
I also do. We get, as DHL said, they got DHL fact.
Yeah, delivery got, delivery company.
Yeah, there's facts on them. None it's of them are interesting.
DHL's first, this is on the Five of Clubs. Mm-hmm. DHL's first consignments were to ship documents by air from San Francisco to Honolulu. Rapid growth saw DHL expand westward from Hawaii into the Far East and Pacific Rim, and then the Middle East, Africa, and Europe.
Yeah, did you know that DHL Express is a perfect partner for all worldwide express and parcel needs? The DHL network covers 4,400 offices and more than 120,000 destinations.
See, why have they handed these out?
I don't know. We don't know how we got it.
I don't know how we got this.
When you said Pacific Rim, though, that made me think maybe my tool is a mech.
Oh, like a Jaeger, as they call them, I think.
Is it a Jaeger in Pacific Rim?
I think that's what
Rim?
They say in Pacific Rim.
Yeah, mech is kind of a catch-all, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mechs can be
anything,
Whatever you want. Like Power Rangers have a mech.
Yeah.
Eggman has a mech.
Yeah. So you pass back through Silverhole on your way to the Church of Bones.
Uh-huh.
Commander Bradley is grateful that you were able to alert the farmers and very appreciative of you bringing the blacksmith through. She's a little upset that you weren't able to get the alchemist or Jugs and Marketplace, but she says nothing. Well, you just see it in her face.
She's still astride?
Yes.
Okay. Good to know.
You can see her kind of coordinating the defense of the city, and then you head onwards to the Church of Bones.
Mm-hmm.
Your water bottle from Darabin Council?
No, see that is the water bottle I use to go to the gym. So I use the that's like a little fob.
Ah,
so I just put that on my water bottle. So I always make sure.
I have a coffee cup from Darabin Council, like a keep cup.
Did you say council?
Council.
You arrive at the Church of Bones. The Church of Bones it looks more like a stately sort of manor than an actual cathedral or church of any sort.
Okay.
It looks quiet here. There's no one, you can't see anyone in any windows or anything like that. Sorry?
Where are we?
You're at the Church of Bones.
Yeah.
We'll knock on the door, head inside.
Is this a religious podcast? Like, is this about finding faith or something?
God,
does
no.
Does it all come to that?
No.
It'd be funny.
It would be pretty funny.
You do go to connect to the Latter-day Saints, Church of Latter-day Saints in the back end.
Nothing killed my faith more than being raised Catholic.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. So we knock and just head in?
Knock on the door and walk inside. One of those rude knocking doors.
Faith has a place. Faith has a place. Like, you know, To lead a good life, a good moral Christian life is okay, but when it becomes an encroachment on other people's way of life,
this is the argument: you really need religion to have morals.
Yeah.
I reckon no, you do not. You just have a good life. You can be human.
We're entering a generation which is the least where church will be least in their lives than any other generation.
Curiously enough, though. the number of, or the percentage of the population that I identify as religious is increasing.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
That's wow. That's interesting.
So, like, is that including, like, an atheist or an agnostic person as a religion? Or
I believe, no, it's not. So I believe the reason is...
What about
a lot
Swifties?
Of it is,
does it include Swifties?
A lot of it is just by name.
Yeah, right.
So people are like, oh, I consider myself religious. Like, they just...
Oh, no, it's more people like
I'm
Catholic
Christian.
Or Protestant or whatever in name only. And not really practicing.
But then
anything.
Don't believe in God.
So, yeah. Like, I'm culturally... One of the Catholics.
Well, that's what
also,
I was reading about Mormonism. Yeah. There were a lot of people who consider themselves culturally Mormon but aren't.
Drink coffee and root.
Yeah. Surely Mormons are allowed to have sex.
What's that thing?
Right?
What's that thing? Wetting or were they.
Oh,
soaking?
I know what you mean.
Soaking.
Soaking, yeah.
Soaking,
yeah, yeah,
soaking
yeah.
in there.
What a great,
bouncing?
Great practice.
In fact, my tool for the job is.
What's that? Because you soak and then you get somebody to bounce on the bed.
Remove the bed, yeah.
Which
yeah,
is maybe just called a bounce buddy.
Which God's cool with.
Yeah,
God's
cool. God, he's got a loophole God sometimes.
Yeah, like fucking asses. God doesn't, he didn't expect it.
Yeah.
It's a left hook for God.
Like, that's what I meant.
No, that's finally you're doing it right.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. That was what I was leading to. You're smart.
Yeah, no sex before.
Well, I guess they're not. Yeah. Got me good. Got me good, humanity, once more.
Mm. If God is alive, he is a monster. Truly a monster.
If God is alive, he truly is not good or all-powerful. Yeah. He can't be both.
All true. Right, Lex, calm down.
Yeah, Jesus.
You think Lex Luthor came up with that?
You used the exact same thing that he said.
Well, Lex Luthor was definitely not the first one.
Ah, oh, we broke
I'm
him.
Frothing at the mouth.
We finally broke him.
That's some old religious theory.
That's true. Yeah, right.
Let's head into this bone church. Dude.
As we go to the bone, yeah, we
you
get
know
out,
if you're no, range, yeah, yeah. Ca- range
it's
fair to Catholic. Have
a, no gods, no masters. As we enter
a brief sort of
soliloquy. A brief
ponderance on existentialism and why we're here. Yeah. I thought was good
because people come for the laughs, but then sometimes you know
why are we here?
Why are we here? I think we're here to have a good time.
Yeah.
You know.
Are we simply atoms?
I think we're apes that I think if we weren't here to have a good time, it wouldn't feel awesome to get fucked in the ass.
And we enter the church.
Yeah, there is a man. He approaches you. He's dragonborn, so he's like kind of a cross between a human and a dragon. Like a big kobold.
Like
cobble.
If our dog was a
and
man.
It's cool. Human intelligence. Well, also kobolds have human intelligence. You're just weird, I guess.
Something's wrong with that one.
He approaches you. Hello, I am Mr. Gilbert Rodney, and who might you three be?
I am Hot Lungs, you have my sword. I
Mr.
kneel.
Mr. Longs, pleasure to meet you.
I'm Broden.
Mr. Broden, pleasure to meet
Austin
you.
Austin Huxley, our dog, has taken a liking to you.
Yeah, well, please, would you... Can I get... how impolite. What was your name?
Austin Huxley.
Can I get you, Mr. Huxley, Mr. Longs, Mr. Broden, can I get you some
Kelly.
Tea? Kelly. Broden Mr. Kelly. Kelly, so sorry.
Do you know there's robots outside?
Well, that's no reason to be impolite.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Tea, biscuits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm nodding.
That'd be lovely.
You sit down for tea and biscuits. You can see everyone is in the dining room and they're all sharing just like an afternoon meal.
Cool.
It's nice. Yeah, tea and biscuits, polite conversation. Yeah, you know.
I own a plane.
Really?
Yeah.
It's in a hangar right now.
Yeah. I thought it looked like a mech as you were approaching.
Oh, yeah, no, I have a mech.
Right. It looked like a plane as you were approaching.
No, it's a mech. I think it's a mech, but it has jetpack.
It has a jetpack.
Yeah, like Iron Man.
I don't know that reference.
Man from Iron.
Okay. You know Robert Downey Jr.?
I know Robert Downey Jr.
From the Avengers, Marvel
in a movie
and stuff.
Called Iron
I don't
Man.
Know that.
Hang on, so what world is this? So Robert Downey Jr. exists. Did you know he was in the film Chaplin?
Yes, I saw that.
And he went off the rails with drugs and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Broke into a house, I think.
But he never made films about being a superhero.
Well, no, that was the end of his career in this world.
So what, he's alive?
Yes.
But he's retired
As far
from
as
acting.
I'm aware, I don't know these sorts of things.
Did he make Dr. Dolittle?
What about like Judate? Is he Judate?
I've not heard of that.
Yeah. What about Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
Mm. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang? That was before, right?
No, that was after. So he's...
Oh, then no. He's not in
that kind of revitalized.
A different
career.
American actor was in that, though.
Dr. Dolittle.
Yeah, that one.
They did a remake recently.
Yeah.
Was
it
Arnold Schwarzenegger was the lead in that one. Yeah, in this world, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Where
did
is
that.
Robert Downey Jr.?
I've not heard. He fell off the face of the earth.
In my world, right? Yes. Outside of D&D. Yes. So I don't know if I can talk to you. He was in the Marvel blow-up.
You have comic books in this realm?
We have comic books.
He's worth so much money here.
But they're not as big. They're still a nerd thing. Okay. Mainstream, not yet.
Some people would argue there's a nerd thing in our realm, too.
Fair enough.
Well, the robot man outside, there's a lot of people dead. And Bradley's looking for you to...
Leaving?
I'm just getting my jacket off.
Broadens out.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I'll cop that.
Bradley would like you to go and heal up with your cleric powers, all of the sick and dying.
Of course. Would it be impolite to ask for an escort?
I grab his hand and I'm leading him.
An escort. You want an escort? I can arrange that.
Oh, I understand the mistake. Even though I would never myself partake, it would be impolite of me to judge you.
Oh,
so
no, I would, no, absolutely. I wouldn't either. If you're talking about you just want us to walk with you, it's fine. It's all good. Another one.
Thank you.
But if then, you know.
It's
on the table is the point. Yeah.
If you need something.
We got stuff. I have the right tool for the job.
It's a Mac now.
You don't need to play the card. You've already got it.
Yeah.
We'll head outside and we'll escort them back to the castle, I guess.
All right. You head back
is
to
this
the castle.
One day?
Yeah.
It's all been one day. It's been a long day.
I know.
An hour.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Jesus.
Sun's going down at this point. All right. Okay. So it's, the end of the night.
We were on the piss at like 10 a.m. by this storyline.
I think it was just after midday. I
think it's
from
half a day.
Yeah.
A lot of land covered.
Yeah. Walking around the city.
Yeah.
Bloody got the steps in today, mate.
Mm.
You did, yeah.
Are the robots, when we walk past them, do the robots care about us?
Well, you're not encountering them much.
That's good.
The parts of the city have not yet been taken over.
Right, dealing with
a lot of...
In my head
the market square was taken over, but there was nothing much to do there. Okay. It was just a thing to see on the way. There was an encounter there, but definitely that one got cut for time. All right. You make your way back to... What was it called again? Silverside? Silver Hall. You make your way back to Silver Hall. Commander Bradley is there. Mm. She thanks you.
Yeah. Silver Hall.
Silver Hall.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
They said Silver Hall. How did we not pick on that before?
That's a gentleman club that you're thinking about.
Yeah. Silver.
Commander Bradley addresses you.
Yeah.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.
You didn't have a voice before.
No, I did, yeah.
Okay. Right.
I definitely spoke like that. I got a note for this.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
It did talk like
I definitely did.
Spoke similar.
You guys are gaslighting me.
We would
you look so crazy right now.
Yeah.
You seem insane.
Yeah, no, you're right. I've lost my mind.
Anyway, we are prepared for the final big push.
Yeah.
We know that the creatures are coming from a place called Gear Island.
Okay. Yeah.
It's so stupid named because there is a lore that you could have explored. There's a giant gear on the island.
Thank you for doing all this work.
No, it's fine, of course. There's a giant gear on the island itself. Perhaps comes from another plane, a place of...
Hey, Adam, why is gear there?
It's a Well, many scholars have
Our
different
dog
theories.
Dog wants you to answer the question.
Scholars theorize that it's from a extraplanar area of powerful lawfulness.
Mm-hmm. Another realm Broden of Kelly existence. Has a plane sometimes.
I have a mech.
You're thinking of a different plane, an airplane.
I see.
Yeah, no, this is a plane as in of existence. Mm. No, different as well.
Plane flower.
No,
self-raising.
Flower. Baking flower.
Yeah, right.
Baking flower.
Anyway, my scalp...
Caster sugar.
Normally, the gear is completely stationary, but my scouts have informed me... I'm just going to power through. My scouts have informed me that the gear has begun turning, and as it turns, the teeth of the gear are spawning...
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
These creations.
So we must stop
out.
The gear.
Yes.
All right.
I got a mech. If we have some large mechanical mech.
Let's do it. I get the mech. I fly over. I stop the gear.
Put in gear.
Yeah, I did it.
Jam.
But in doing so, I die.
So heroic.
That's so
a
tragic.
A noble death.
That's so tragic. I will miss Broden Kelly for the rest of my life.
My brain is crushed. It's my car keys. My brain is crushed. My brain is crushed, but my honor lives on.
Yeah. Wow.
They'll erect a statue to you in town, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Broden Kelly of the crushed brain.
Yes, yeah. But I stick around. But I'm dead. The character died.
Yeah. But you're
Do I need a roll?
So you charge in for the final assault with Commander Bradley in tow.
This is a good. This is a good ending. This is Iron Man-esque.
Yeah.
True. Well, so you charge over the bridge to Gear Island.
I fly.
You fly. The rest of you charge over the bridge.
Can I not get on his mech?
Yeah, can we be in the mech?
Yeah, I pick him up.
It's a one-person mech, unfortunately.
Was he carried?
Yeah, but I choose to bring my friends.
Okay, fine.
But risking my own. The battery or some shit. I lift them up. My hound and political. This political guy.
He's a political pundit? Friend?
I don't know what I am.
Go on.
You land on Gear Island with your friends all gathered up in your arms and Literally, Commander Bradley nice. And her horse if
yeah,
you're willing
that.
To take
all
them.
Yeah,
sure.
You set them
down gently. And as you set them down gently, you can see, sure enough, there's a giant gear set into the earth, slowly turning, and it's spawning more of these creatures. Hovering nearby, flying.
I saw a TikTok the other day of these guys, these people playing Dungeons & Dragons online. It was clearly like this huge event and like... One of the characters was dying.
Yeah.
And all the players are like genuinely weeping.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, fuck, you can get real.
Oh, you can get invested.
Like they were crying.
This is one end of the spectrum, today's game.
Did you see that? Did anyone else see that TikTok?
No.
I was like, wow, look at these people like genuinely weeping.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Really special.
I get a lot of D&D TikToks.
Really
so,
special.
Yeah, crazy
that's what I'm trying to work towards here.
I reckon we've earned it.
I think we've put in the groundwork,
I think we definitely have earned that ending.
That's the gear. It looks like a starfish.
The thing on the left-hand side, not the little guy.
Okay. That's really cute.
I like the little guy. Is he around too?
Can he be there?
You know what? All right, fine, whatever.
Who drew these?
Some artist for D&D?
No, these are just D&D characters.
Yeah, these are just D&D. I don't know who did the art for
I thought you drew these. That's how highly I think of you.
That's very kind. No, I
So is that the gear? Or
it's
is
funny
that
you're
the...
looking at the map that I drew and then looking over at that being like, the same person.
Well, obviously we would have put more time to that.
Yeah, I suppose.
Is that the gear or just a guy?
So, well, if you let me answer. That's exciting.
Okay.
So you see how it's like a starfish shape with legs?
Yeah.
So that those starfish arms spin like a helicopter. The creature lands, and then you hear, "Hello, are you here to help me bring lawfulness to this vile, chaotic realm?"
No
liar!
Way. We're here to stop the gear, I think.
Well then, we find ourselves at odds.
Yeah.
Come at thee.
Well, even if it costs me my life, I will put my head into the gear.
That's good. I think that'll stop it. Or just kill you. Either way.
I will stop this, my friends. What are you writing?
What are you doing? What's there?
What's going on?
What are you doing?
Hey, what is this?
Hey, what is this?
You're writing about us, Adam?
Don't write more story. What are you doing? You know, he's scribbling away feverishly. You came in when your hair was beautifully all nice and placed, and now it's everywhere.
You rub your hands through it so many goddamn
As much
time.
As I regret it, Broden, you act yes. first. It's your turn first.
I fly into the gears.
All right, you fly across Lexadron. And
I fly straight in.
As you fly over, Lexadron tries to grab at you.
Wait, no!
Unfortunately, he critically misses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got his ass, dude. I'm sick of him.
He critically
Goodbye,
misses.
Goodbye, my friends.
So long, Broden Kelly.
Think of me at that pub.
We'll make sure it's named after you. I think. That would be funny.
Yeah, the Broden.
Accidentally exposing an exhaust port, which you...
Flap his bum.
Yeah.
To the G-spot.
It is G-spot. Sure, yeah. You land at the gear, and you could try to break the gear, stop it from churning.
I try.
With your head?
Yeah, I try to hold it off, but it fails, doesn't it?
Mm. Well, all right, what I'll do is I'll allow you to, if you want, you can shove. You fail with just the machine to stop the cogs from turning. But the cog, sorry, singular, from turning. But I will allow you to sacrifice your machine and maybe yourself. You need to make a saving throw to get out of there.
Yeah,
in time.
I love that. Let's do that.
All right.
Beautiful.
You, unable to use just your strength, you stop it for a moment, but then it keeps going.
I would just a little caveat to that.
Yeah.
My strength is not good enough in that moment, but everyone watching is like, clearly he's fucking strong, but
yeah.
Well,
he's cool.
He could have
very muscly and strong.
Everyone sees the mech fail and they understand that you are not the mech. The mech is different to you.
If it was just Broden, he could have.
What if he got real mad?
That rage thing. That rage
thing.
Well, that won't help the mech, unfortunately.
No. But when he does it without, it's even more impressive.
What if the
rules of three, you know? He does it with the mech, he fucks it up. He does it normally, he fucks it up. Then he's got a rage.
Rage.
Just like when Batman...
You force the mech into the gears.
Okay.
Great.
You are able to escape in time, Broden. The gear stops turning and it stops spitting out those creatures.
Yeah.
But your mech is lost. That was your turn. Yeah. It's Hotlong, your turn. There's
I'm dead. I blew it up.
You blew up
your mech. You're alive.
But there's still
I'm sorry.
The guys.
No, I want to die.
You survive.
You survive. Still the guys here to fight. Hotlong, please.
I pick up a stick. Shove it in my temple.
The exposed asshole of the guy.
Yes, you can attack that.
I would
crawl in.
Crawl in. Start biting.
All right, you crawl in. And you start biting.
I'll buy him a drink first.
Count that as a longsword attack. Your first attack is a miss. Your second attack is a critical hit. Yes.
Nice.
So he's dead.
Maybe. Oh my god. Actually, yeah. Vixen cut quadruple damage, and the target must make a saving throw. I don't know if that'll matter. Okay, quadruple damage.
You broke this man.
That is 44 plus your strength. 47 points of damage. Yes, you crawl into his exhaust port.
Didn't even need the fucking
What am I even doing here? I'm fucking chopped liver to this team.
Hotlong,
and I survived.
You destroy...
Good job, dog.
Yeah, well done, dog. Good dog.
You destroy...
Have some onion.
You destroy Lexadron, the lawgiver. Now that they no longer are receiving orders, all of the little guys just stop in place.
Yeah.
Yeah, got them.
You win.
Right.
Yes!
Good stuff.
It's done.
Back to the pub.
I wish I was dead.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't die, but it was like a moment of sacrifice.
But instead you sacrificed your suit, not your body.
Just like in the Avengers, the first one.
Yeah. I was going to say.
You flew through the space-ness. Yeah. And then
space-ness.
Then you think like, he's going to sacrifice. And then you did it.
You're okay.
You fell through.
Yeah. Hey, this has been great.
Thank you.
And maybe.
It has been great.
It has. You've done a great job.
Yeah. Thank you, Adam.
Literally too
Thank
kind.
You, Adam.
Yeah. Very well. Best dressed here. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. 100%. I'm like shit.
You came and put a lot of effort in and are well-dressed. Yeah. And I'm hearing some festival buzz.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Your three characters have a lovely. You have the beer.
No,
and
we're
the
done. No wrapping up.
That you were always going to have. Thank you so much for joining us, Broden. Where can people find you?
You'll never catch me.
I don't know. You've given us a lot of information. Go on.
You've got a reservoir.
You'll never find me. I dare you. You'll never find me.
If it's possible that someone listening to this does not know who you are, please, where could they find you on the internet?
Everyone's English, yeah?
Yeah, they are English.
US,
if you want to do it in
UK?
An English accent, that would be mad. That would help.
All our UK dates are sold out. But, okay.
Well, never mind.
Yeah. Let's read it out anyway.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you might do a secret show or something.
Maybe someone will have to cancel a ticket or something like that. I don't think that's how it works.
Maybe I will pull out. that's stupid. That's
are we
gross.
Sorry? Are we going back to the soaking?
Glasgow, King's Theatre. And then we're doing two shows there. And then Shepherd's Bush in London. And then the Olympia in Dublin.
Shepherd's Bush?
And then
that's
the
fake place.
And then the
fake
Forum in shit, Bath. Dude.
Why do they name them like their places
Bath?
Like
is
this?
Is it not pronounced Bath?
I don't know. It's Bath, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
Going to Bath. B-A-T-H-E?
Yeah, like Bath. Taking her.
Like British Paith.
And then Birmingham at the New Alex for two shows. And then we do the Apollo in London. And then we do Manchester the Apollo. And then we do London Apollo. And then London Apollo. Do you have American fans?
Yeah.
Boston at the Wilbur. New York, Gramercy, Toronto. That's not America.
Are these ones also sold out?
Yeah. Some aren't.
Okay. So where can they buy these tickets if they were to say they weren't sold out?
Yeah.
Yeah. If they were just to...
I think our website, auntiedonna.com.
Okay.
There's a huge crossover for this, I reckon.
Yeah.
With AFL football,
I reckon. Yeah.
They're not zero. Yeah. You had a beautiful cross-eyed expression just
there. I was looking at a feather flying through the air.
Maybe a crazy thing to say.
Bit of a Forrest Gump. Had a Forrest Gump. Had a minor Forrest Gump.
A little Gump moment. Gumping it.
I'm gumping.
It's never good when someone gumps it.
Sorry.
No, knock. I'm gumping.
Guys, just before you listen to this podcast, at the 97-minute mark, Broden gumps. That's you put that at the start of the episode.
Trigger warning. Okay.
Broden gumping. Please enjoy this TNT. Listen to my podcast, Footy with Broden Kelly. Or how good's footy with the boys, huh?
Is that the name of it? Footy with Broden Kelly?
I was just like, I'll just go with that.
Okay. Yeah, smart.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you got to be clear with your branding. What's this called?
This is
The Further Adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company.
See?
Yeah, not clever. Yeah. Yours was clever.
Yeah.
But this what would you have called this show, though?
I would have. Oh.
Dungeons and Dragons Adventures.
That's better. That is clever.
Adventures of Dungeons.
I actually don't think I've ever heard of any podcast called that. So I think that might be good.
I think we could take that. We could do some rebranding.
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons Adventures.
Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons Adventures.
I've never played Dungeons and Dragons for fun. I've only been on podcasts.
That's
Dungeons
so funny.
And Dragons.
Yeah.
The Adventures of Dungeons and Dragons doesn't look like anyone's taken that. We could take that.
I did
Jack
podcast.
Quaid's one. You know Jack Quaid from The Boys?
Oh, yeah.
He has a Dungeons and Dragons.
Really?
Hello from the Magic... Wait, what's it called?
Oh, Hello from the Magic Tavern?
No, I've done that one, but I don't think that's Jack's.
Do you think because you've done a lot of Dungeons and Dragons, like, would you ever play it for fun?
No.
Yeah, that was the answer.
You don't think you'd ever
How did
cry?
We do?
No, this has been the best fun. I love my... whenever you were broken, that was magical. Like, Mark on our Patreon, Donna's Patreon in a few months, he... built like spent a week making a quest and we just fucked with it and really upset him.
That's where the magic happens, isn't it? Where your DM is sort of like, you know, they want to leave but they're trapped in a sort of a machine of their own creation. Why do you do that?
I wanted to see Broden better.
He just wants to throw a haymaker at me. That's what he
is. Leap across the table.
I don't know if you've gotten this from me, but I would fall apart in a fight.
You seem like an alpha. You're like a Joe Rogan listening.
Yeah. I would hurt my fist hitting the air on my way to you.
No, you seem cool. Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you for listening to one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. We hope this tale imbued you with as much pride and respect for your fellow adventurer as it did me. Until next time, we hope you enjoyed these further adventures of Grey Hill Free Company.